Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been completing a study called Lies Satan Tells People About Sex. God created sexual pleasure to be enjoyed within the context of the Christian marriage union. And this is the heart of God. He created sex to be a blessing and a joy and a place of celebration for married couples who love and serve God. And yet in our generation, we have seen a complete destruction of this principle through the entrance of perverse and twisted doctrines about the matter of sex. Today I want to address one of the lies that has brought so much heartache into the lives of very many people who have turned their hearts to God, love God, but find themselves with a history of sexual sin and feel that they can't ever be clean again. The lie that Satan will tell a believer or even any person that has not given their heart to God but recognizes that sexual sin has been destructive in their life is this: once I have sinned sexually, I will never be pure again. I'm used or damaged goods. I'm never worthy to be respected by a Christian spouse or to have a Christian spouse. So why should I bother trying to maintain sexual integrity since I've already ruined it for myself? Now, this lie from the enemy seeks one very simple goal, and it is to cause a person to despair over their past sin, to not recognize the truth of God's word, that once they are cleansed by God, they're pure in His sight, and then to eventually draw them back into further sexual sin because of the despair that they've already ruined their lives with sexual sin. But the truth of the matter lies in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, we find a place that if you are struggling with this very thought pattern, with this demonic logic against the Word of God, you must listen very carefully. It says this: "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Then verse 11 says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." This scripture tells us a vital truth that will confront and turn back the lie of the enemy when he says to you, "You've sinned sexually, you'll never be pure again, you're not worthy to have a Christian spouse or be respected by a Christian spouse. So why even bother trying to maintain further sexual integrity?" The enemy knows that if we do not embrace the truth of God's word, that we can come with all of our uncleanness and all of our unrighteousness to the cross, repent and turn to God, and accept the free gift that comes from Jesus Christ's sacrifice on that cross, which bore every sin, as wicked and defiling as it may have been. He bore it on that cross for us 2,000 years ago, and there wasn't one sin or one category of sin that was not included in that atonement. Sexual sin is not in a category by itself that wasn't covered by the blood. This scripture tells us, "Such were some of you. You used to be fornicators. You used to be sodomites. You used to be adulterers. You used to be homosexuals. But you were washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." God has made provision to cleanse every person who would come and accept the truth of God's word from sexual sin of any and every kind. But you have to believe God's word more than you believe the lies of the enemy, who will taunt you and whisper to you, you might as well not even bother trying to maintain sexual integrity. You've already ruined your life. You've already stained yourself beyond repair. But these are lies. Such were some of you, the scripture says, but you were washed. If you have come to the Lord and you have confessed to him any sexual sin and asked him to cleanse you and free you, and you've confessed Jesus Christ as Lord of your life and embraced him as your master and your savior, then the sins that you have committed have been washed clean. You cannot allow the enemy, who is a liar and the father of lies, to continually drag up old sin and taunt you with it and tell you you might as well give up, because he's trying to drag you back to a place before the blood of Jesus cleansed your life. And if you're a Christian and you've fallen into sexual sin, you're not beyond hope or beyond repair either. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That scripture was written to believers to tell them, if you sin, then you go to God, you confess it, you ask his forgiveness, and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And he didn't have a little except sexual immorality PS on that scripture. God's word is true, and we must hold fast to it and resist every lie the enemy tries to tell you that the blood of Jesus was not enough for your type of sin. Isaiah 1 verses 18 and 19 also gives us such encouragement. It says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. This scripture gives us two very, very important principles. First of all, that even if your sin is the worst sin you can imagine, you can receive cleansing. You can be white as snow. You can be made pure, even though you are impure, whether it is sexual sin of any kind or any other type of sin. You can be made white as snow, pure as the driven snow, as it is often said, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And the second part of it in verse 19 tells us, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And this scripture comes after the part about being cleansed. So to you who have committed sexual sin, maybe in your past, maybe very recently, and you feel like the lies of the enemy are so true, you'll never be pure again. And not only that, you don't deserve a Christian spouse. You should never be respected by a Christian spouse because of your sexual history. Listen carefully. This scripture gives us a promise. If you are willing to obey God, willing to accept the truth of his word that he cleanses, and it isn't our own behavior or actions that makes us pure, it's the blood of Jesus that makes us pure. If you are willing, and then you're willing to do as he directs you once you've been forgiven and you obey his word, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You can have a good Christian marriage. You can have a wonderful Christian spouse. You can have a marriage and a marriage bed that's undefiled because of your past sexual sin. God is more than able to do that. That's the business he's in, repairing the irreparable. Oftentimes the devil will say, what you've done is irreparable. You can't repair it. It's beyond hope. And yet the cross was all about repairing the irreparable. An example that I know of personally and very closely is a young woman who had been involved in much drug activity and also in the process became a prostitute for a season and many sexual encounters and relationships with various biker gang members. And in that process, defiled herself in many, many ways, as sexual sin always does. And yet, the testimony that she has is so priceless that though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Today, she is an outstanding Christian. She has walked with God in purity and beauty and is praying and waiting upon the Lord for a godly husband. And she truly is an example of that passage in 1 Corinthians 6. If you have struggled with sexual sin in your past and you've been tormented by the thought that you've ruined yourself for life and there's no hope for you, you might as well just go on in sexual sin because you're impure and damaged goods that can never be made whole or pure again, please take heart. That is a lie that you've been believing. The Word of God promises to the person who will confess to the Lord their sin that He's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse and to sanctify and to wash and to justify. That's the God that we serve. And if you have struggled in that way, say to the Lord today, Father, forgive me for not believing your word. You said I could be made clean. You said I could be made pure. I accept the truth of your word today, and I ask you to make it real in my heart and help me renew my mind with the word of God, the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to join me tomorrow as we complete our study on lies Satan tells people about sex.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.